Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Palmer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Winn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Winn. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hendricks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rhett Mund. Bradford reaches second base with a double. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bradford moves to third. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wynn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Powell reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to third. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Powell scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendricks hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Melton strikes out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmer strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-2 in the game. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-1 in the game. Noop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendricks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell scores. Robinson scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 3-0, Orioles. Danny Murphy now pitching. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Palmer hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Orioles. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hendricks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-3 in the game. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Powell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knoop strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Bradford moves to second. Pete Ward pinch hits for Danny Murphy. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Danny Lazar now pitching. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hendricks takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Bellinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Palmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hendricks moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hendricks scores. Palmer moves to third. Buford moves to second. It's 6-0, Orioles. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rettenmund hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Palmer scores. There goes Buford trying to get to home. Williams throws the ball into Hermann, who tags Buford, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Rettenmund moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-0, Orioles. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Robinson is walked intentionally. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Rettenmund moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Gary Bell now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rettenmund scores. Robinson moves to third. Powell moves to second. It's 8-0, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-4 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Palmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave May now playing right field. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Rhett Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.